This is the story of Abdul Suleiman.
A lot of people know my dad as just Abdul. This guy, Derek, who came into the hospital, referred to him as Scissors Suleiman. He's part of the community, part of the furniture.
He's been cutting hair at his shop on King Street for the last 40 years, even being trusted to style some of the Don's Gothenburg greats back in the 80s. However, he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of lung cancer known as small cell cancer last month. We've spoken with three of his daughters, hearing about how it's been difficult for the family dealing with the devastating news. Shabana Suleiman says it's been tough for them all.
He's doing well in terms of, you know, he's mentally, like, you know, on the ball and really happy. His sense of humour's there. Physically fit in terms of his upper strength, but overall he is quite weak at the moment. There's a lot of people who are affected by small cell lung cancer and will be feeling the same things that me and my sisters are feeling, and feeling kind of lost. And sometimes you do feel hopeless because medicine hasn't come that far in that particular type of lung cancer.
So not much is known about this form of cancer, and there haven't been many breakthroughs in research conducted. Some clinical trials do exist overseas, and Shabana and her sisters are hoping that their dad can get treated there to give him the best chance of recovery. Shabana says they've started the Suleiman Project to raise awareness of the illness.
Because we know that there are certain symptoms and the literature is there but not publicised, I think people need to really, really know. They need to know that information and have it to hand.
And you can find out more about the campaign over on our website.